Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
It used to be, say, for example, in Billy Graham's heyday, that he could say, "The Bible says," and people would sit up and listen. Today, you can say, "The Bible says," and nobody really cares. You've got to first be able to substantiate the Bible for what it is, which I do in my book, Examine Your Faith. In fact, what I've tried to do is to give people what they need to understand that relativism is not accurate, to understand that truth is absolute. And then I go into a specific chapter for each of the five major world religions, Judaism, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, Hinduism, and also a chapter on New Age, so that people can read and understand the origin and the tenets of the different faiths and conclude for themselves. It's very, very obvious that they cannot be blended. You know, a lot of well-meaning people want to think that all roads lead to the same God and the same heaven. But is that true? This is what we need to examine. And then after I've provided that information for the reader, I then talk about the Bible. And I use extra-biblical proof tests, history and archaeology and the probability of statistics and a number of other proof tests that demonstrate that the Bible is unique in contrast to all other documents of religious authority. The Book of Quran, the Tripitaka, the writings of Buddhism, they do not compare. They do not stand the same proof test that the Bible does. Once a person is convinced of that, then we can say, the Bible says.
Let's talk about faith. Because if we can agree on truth, which is a huge order, but if we can, if what you have said resonates, and we agree that there has to be an objective truth and there has to be criteria for determining what it is, what about faith then?
Well, faith is a very tricky topic, and I love it, as a matter of fact, because faith is based on what you believe. And a person, therefore, first needs to make sure that what you believe is based on truth. Again, when I ask an audience who in this room wants to live your life on the basis of a lie, no one ever raises their hand to that question. And Kim, that's very revealing, because it means that universally human beings prefer truth over lies or deception, which means universally we are making a moral conclusion that truth is good and lies or deception is bad. But as I shared a little bit ago, unless we intentionally examine what we believe and why we believe it, we could easily be deceived and not know it, because that's the nature of deception. A person is unaware. So it takes an intentional effort. You know, when a person is wanting to find arguments in support of what they have already concluded, they will have blinders on. They will not be necessarily open to all that actually exists in the Bible. They will try to find scriptures, or they will try to find arguments, they will try to find what they would consider proofs or evidences in support of what they have already concluded. It's like once a person has made up their mind, the facts are irrelative. And that's a sad state of affairs. That is a state of deception. What I hear from you so beautifully is your compassionate heart of wanting women to embrace the reality of not only the occurrence, that the event in their life of the abortion, but also the reality of God's forgiveness and God's restoration and God's redemption, and the fact that you have a forum like this where women and men can call in and talk about their life experiences is free, and the Bible says the truth will set you free. The other thing I really appreciate is that when you, Kim, share, or when your callers share, they are giving permission to anybody who's listening to face their fears, to face the realities and the depths of considerations within them, and to get them brought to the light of truth.
Hi, I'm Kim Cotola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.